Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back into it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Glad to have you on a Wednesday. Sun finally coming up at 8 o'clock.
Looks like a beautiful morning.
Yeah, should be. Chilly night at the Likens household. Somebody says, Mac, you can't let your mom live like a refugee. She's an American girl.
I mean,
oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does your mom hate Tom Petty?
The voice.
I don't know. I think it's the voice. Yeah.
Well, you know, the waiting's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get her there. But again, it is that time of the week where we find out if the text line is smarter than Bob or Dusty. So, Mac, this is where you like to be senile towards your two co-hosts.
Senile?
I don't know.
Senile towards you?
Somebody says
he doesn't remember us.
Somebody says chilly at Dusty's house. I want to show up to Dusty's house. I hope that's not that guy.
47.
Well, there's one that pops in.
47.
Let's see, 47. Does this relate to the season, or does that too much?
Season.
The amount of skill position players who have touched the ball so far this year. 47.
So a lot, my original board game music that I took so long to find, the video is now gone. After 5 years of being on YouTube, it's gone. So this is our other now board game music. This is detective music for board games. I pictured this guy, I don't know. Yeah. After I saw him that day, he was never the same.
He had a lonely woman. Her name was Margaret. She was cheating on him with Bill across the street, you see.
How come nobody talks like that anymore?
Because Jackie Robinson joined baseball. That's what Shane Gillis said. Man. It's it is. Have you watched that stand-up yet? Shane Gillis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, here he is, Jackie Robinson, the gullet boy. He's a good kid out of Brooklyn. Here he goes. Oh, crap. I only got that to deal with the rest of the season. Yeah, voice is gone. 47.
Yeah, the amount of skill position players who have touched the ball so far.
It's a good one from the 6-2. That's close, Bob, but not
is it. Is it really?
No, it's not. Patrick's PFF rating.
That's good. That guy gets the week. Yeah. Take off to the rest of the year on that one. I love it.
Percentage of drives, the Chiefs have scored touchdowns.
Ooh.
The average number of yards Travis has a game.
Is that 40? Is it 47?
No, I bet it's a little bit more than that.
It's probably 50-something.
Yeah, probably in the mid-50s. Yeah. He's
I'm
right at there.
I'm going to say 47. They played 7 weeks, so if they did it four times seven is 28, so it can't be how many times they've gone for it on fourth down.
No.
Hmm.
Let me give it to you.
Let me guess one more. Okay. The Chiefs are good on fourth down. Maybe that's the differential between their success rate and the next team's success rate on fourth down?
Nope.
Is 47 the point differential in the last five games?
Is the amount of penalties that the Chiefs have had all season 47?
Okay.
If you take away their 13 penalty game, they would have...
Okay, Coach Vermeil, we're doing this now.
They would have 34. And that gets you right now, they're at 6 point. Let me look, just double check. They're at 6.7 penalties a game.
So basically 7 penalties a game.
They're at 7 penalties a game. Now, for reference, last year was 5.5. The year before, 5.3. The year before that, 2022, right? Patrick Mahomes, MVP. The best offense we've seen from this team in the last couple of seasons, 4.8 penalties a game. If you took away that 13 penalty game, they're at 5.6. They're still a penalty away from 2022. My prediction to you guys is full strength now. Rice is back. Xavier Worthy's back in the mix, getting healthier. Travis Kelce's in shape. Mahomes is playing at an MVP level. My prediction to y'all, and I want the text line 913-586-7965 to tell me what you think about this prediction as well. This will be from this point on, the lowest penalized Chiefs team in this era.
One word, refs.
Hang on a second. You think this team, by the time the season's over, will be the least penalized Chiefs team?
From week, you know, let's go last week on. Let's go week six on. So Detroit game on. Yes.
I'm not going to say they're going to be the least penalized team, but we're not going to see. I'll say this. I think we see less than three back-breaking penalties for the rest of the season where you have a huge completion and it's holding and you move it all the way back, or Kadopius Toney lines up offsides and it cancels out a touchdown. Like those type of back-breaking penalties that you see that, oh, how do we recover from that? And in 2018, they just threw the pass again. They scored a touchdown. Nobody cared. I think we'll see. I'm going to take the under. I think we'll see less than three of those the rest of the season.
I like that.
Yeah.
Man, there's always somebody. And I just feel like, though, because is a bonehead play like a late roughing the passer?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like Aiden Hutchinson.
Like if it's third and 15 and it's an incomplete pass, but there's roughing the passer and then it's a first down, yes. I'm not going to go defensive holding because I hate that penalty. And it may be the worst penalty you can get in the NFL.
Because the way they're using Bashard Smith, I can clearly see there's going to be a time in the next few weeks where it's going to be a legal receiver, legal man downfield. And you're like, oh, man, that was a 50-yard, dump pass that. For some reason, Caliendo, was 2 yards ahead of the legal line.
And a lot of times when that happens, guys, that's the quarterback's fault for not getting rid of the ball fast enough. Because those guys are timed to block 1-2 and then release.
Yeah.
You've got to get rid of that ball fast because those guys are on a time. They don't know what's going on behind them. And so there's an internal clock because I played offensive line in high school. But I remember, of course. You were running a screen pass. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-go.
Go.
You got to have that timer in your head. And if the quarterback doesn't get rid of the ball, but that timer goes off, that's not on the offensive line.
No. So you said 3 back-breaking penalties the rest of the season?
Yeah.
I think there could be 6 or 7.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Setting you up. There you go, 913. Sorry for the car of middle
school
kids.
Somebody says 47th number of years since the Jets made the playoffs.
It's close.
No, it's not.
highest penalized. What year did they win the Super Bowl? 1968.
Well, they made the playoffs in like 2006.
Yeah. But
that's,
I mean,
only 20 years ago.
But I bet 1968, that's how many years ago? That's what, almost 50 years ago?
I just want to kiss you.
Yeah. It's almost 60 years ago since they won the Super Bowl.
Denver, the second most penalized team in the league at 61.
And Greenlaw is not going to play this week because he thought it'd be fun to yell at the referee at the end of the game.
Yep.
Got to pay for your actions. And then did you see the JSN on the bench and the referee shielding him? Yeah. And all the comments were like, if this was the Chiefs, I'm like, there's our people.
Yeah, there's
our people.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Could you imagine Mahomes like shoves a guy after the play and goes and sits down, and the ref's like shielding him? There it is. JSN does it.
Well, they were protected. He was going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Wrong sideline. Yeah.
Text line does not agree with the penalty take. I would like to say that, Mac. I just feel like the referees are watching the Chiefs more than they watch the other teams. 913, nope. They're going to go up. They're going to take riskier plays, which will tend to lead to penalties. Not atrocious, but they're going to risk more.
Sure.
417 says, okay, guys, enough talk about Tom Petty. It's time to move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I believe you belong in a field of wildflowers, you know. But you're so bad. You're the best I've ever had.
Really working in there.
Okay, I mean, come on, man. Tom Petty saved my life. Coming up on the other side, are you watching the World Series, yes or no? And Rob Parker's not impressed. We'll talk about it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Juice. It's not the juice, is it? I always think it's the juice.
No, it's Can't Stop Me.
Can't Stop Me. Can't Stop Us until 10 a.m. We're with you until then here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Damn glad to have you on a Wednesday. Looks pristine outside, I will say. Not everybody loves the juice. We know that.
I don't like those people.
That's fine. You can. That's the thing about life.
Get
you can choose who you can choose who you do and don't like. And this is Rob Parker.
This is why people get caught up on this whole idea of prisoner of the moment, because the prisoner of the moment made it like Shohei had done something that nobody had ever done. Okay.
Okay.
And it's not true. Okay. First of all, people have hit 3 home runs in a game.
I'm laughing at you fighting your life right now.
Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs on 3 pitches, consecutive pitches, by 3 different pitchers in a World Series game.
That's incredible. 7.
That's how I feel.
Here's the other part. So people, I get it. He's a unicorn. They're making it like, well, nobody. Well, yeah, we know, because only him and Babe Ruth have been the only guys who have pitched – right, and hit home runs at this kind of clip. There's only been 2 guys since the 20s. But people keep going, he's the first guy since Yeah, of course he is, because nobody else has ever done it.
That's exactly why it's impressive. No. Nobody else has done it.
Hear me out.
You literally you know nobody else has ever done this before, but it ain't impressive.
No, Babe Ruth was the last guy I had the opportunity to
do it. 100 years ago.
Okay, but here's the part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the worst sports take I've ever heard. And his co-host is like, all right, we're not going to even let you utter this nonsense.
Crazy. It's the greatest baseball game we've ever seen.
It's the single greatest baseball performance I've ever seen.
That's why I wish Sister Jean was still alive.
Because she could actually weigh in on this.
She'd be like, I'm 106. I've never seen that.
Right.
Ohtani, not only did they mention all he pitches and hits too, maybe more impressive that he went 6 innings, gave up 2 hits, and struck out 10.
That's right.
In an NLCS game.
Mm-hmm. A clincher,
against,
by the way.
Against a team, exactly. Against a team who had a pretty solid offensive roster. Now, it didn't show up against that pitching staff because what will? I mean, Blake Snell, Yamamoto, Ohtani, Glasnow, and then run it back again if you have to go more than those guys.
Right.
And then Sasaki, who's probably one of the biggest prospect pitchers in baseball, is closing games out right now, and he'll eventually become their Adam Wainwright. Mm-hmm. Where this year you're just going to close games out, do it, and then next year you're going to be in our rotation.
Be a starter for the next 20 years.
Right. So That alone is there. The fact that Shohei Ohtani, I think, going to that game was like 1-for-20.
Yeah, he was not good.
With like 14 strikeouts at the plate. And then the day that he pitches, he's, what, 10 strikeouts, 2 hits, 6 innings, 3 at-bats, 3 home runs. One of the home runs went out of the stadium.
Yeah, right.
And he won NLCS MVP.
Yeah. I mean, like, that right there by Rob Parker is why sports radio gets a bad reputation. Because for years, people always used to say, you guys are idiots. You come up with these stupid takes. You just have to fill airtime, all this kind of stuff. No, that's what Rob Parker does. We do not do that kind of stuff. That is just a really bad take. Like, that's Orlovsky-esque, you know, where Dan Orlovsky is like, oh, the best quarterback coach combination was whoever the hell he had or whatever he said at the beginning of the year. That's as bad as any Acho take that we've ever had. And the Achos have some of the worst takes in the history of sports media. Rob Parker has had bad takes for many years in sports media. I think this is the second time this year that we've talked about a bad take that Rob Parker had about something. I just quite frankly think he stinks at takes. And if you want to have a compelling, good take, come up with one and have the background to back it up. Like, his co-host poked all those holes in it. Just because nobody's done it doesn't... No, that's why it's impressive. Because that's what makes sports impressive. When you sit down and you watch a game and you see something that you've never seen before and you watch something that nobody else on planet Earth could do, nobody else on Earth right now could do what Shohei Ohtani did on Friday night. Hit 3 home runs and then strike out 10. There's literally nobody on planet Earth that could have done that. And we're watching something that is so unique and so different and so special. And then you got this gas bag out here trying to run it down like it wasn't something that was impressive. No, it was epically impressive, Rob. And your take is epically wrong, bad, foolish, and dumb.
I also feel like an old man when we hear texts or takes like this, where I want to sit back and be like, can we not just sit back and bitch and moan and just enjoy it?
And that's the other thing, right? Like,
at what point do you just sit back and go, you know, like the kid to Jeter on his last game, just tip the cap and be like, man, that's just something we've never seen. That's not something that we will ever see maybe again. Like, I've had the take before on After Hours a couple of years ago where I said, I think that we'll see a Mahomes before we ever see a Shohei Ohtani ever again.
No question.
And we will.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. Like, Aaron Rodgers came around, and you're like, man, what that guy does is special. And then Patrick Mahomes came around. And then in 8 years from now, or maybe less than that, we'll see somebody come around. You'll be like, man, this guy's kind of like the next Patrick Mahomes, but a little bit better. He does something, whatever that may be, he does, you know, a little bit better. So that's tough to hear somebody be like, it wasn't that special, where it's like, okay, I understand you have a job to entertain and talk sports.
But that's
like,
not doing either.
It's entertaining, but not in the way that you want it to be entertaining, right? It's something that is crazy to think about, because maybe the best baseball player I've ever seen, and I've shared my take before with other baseball insiders, some that are, you know, pretty high up there. And I've just been like, hey, I still stand by it. Take Bobby Witt Jr. over Ohtani. And every single one of them came back with, yeah, that's a local bias, but Bobby would be too.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is it's almost like in that sort of situation, which maybe that's a worse take than Parker, to be like, oh, I take Bobby Witt Jr. over Ohtani. That's fair. I'll die on that hill.
No, but I don't think that's a bad take per se compared to what he said. That he said it wasn't impressed by what Ohtani did. It wasn't impressive.
Right. I think the thing that gets tainted is the fact that he's doing it with LA. Now, if Ohtani was doing this with even the Angels and they were having this run and he was doing all this, everybody would be like, all right, it's cool, but it's the Dodgers.
Right.
So I think that kind of taints it as well.
No question.
Also, speaking of Ohtani, I don't know if you saw this from TMZ Sports. Those lucky enough to grab one of the 3 home run balls Shohei Ohtani belted last Friday night in an underperforming game, be needing some bigger wallets soon, because one prominent auction expert tells TMZ Sports they could each be worth millions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I don't know if you saw the video of the guy that was just out in the like concourse.
Yeah.
He had a beer in his hand, and they're like, oh, you have a baseball, one of the home runs? He's like, yeah, we were just out here standing around. I saw something go in the bushes. I went there and grabbed it, and I have a baseball. Imagine that life-changing moment.
That's awesome.
You're just having a beer with your buddy. All of a sudden, you're like, is that a baseball? They don't normally go that well.
I must be drunk here.
I'm going to go grab, see what that is.
Hey, here's the pretzels.
Did it the right way. Yeah. Didn't steal it from a kid. didn't, you know, go out of your way to get it. You just happened to be on the concourse, found a baseball, and now you've got millions in your hand that you just never had, never were going to have. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I got one of these baseballs. What do you want for it? Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll give you $3.5 million for it. Deal. See you later.
Done. You'll never hear from me again.
It's crazy how that
Do you remember when Glenn Allen Hill hit one on the Wrigley rooftops years ago, right? That was a shot. That's what Ohtani did the other night. He cleared Dodger Stadium. And to
we
me,
saw Judge hit the O in Hall of Fame when we went and watched the Yankees and Cags make his debut.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these guys are launching bombs and blasts. And just to sit there and say that it isn't impressive, man, it just makes you sound like a total hater. And somebody that just doesn't understand that sports has the ability to create fun. And that's what we all want. Not everything has to be a hot take. Not everything has to be broken down. Like, it's okay to come into the studio the day after an Ohtani performance like that and go, I mean, what am I supposed to say about that? That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Instead, this gas bag tries to come in and downplay one of the greatest single performances, maybe the greatest single performance in sports history that we've ever seen, because nobody does it on both sides of the ball. And I think that is so important. It's not that he hit 3 home runs. Great. He struck out 10.
Yeah, in 6 innings.
Okay? He struck out 10 and then also hit 3 home runs. I don't know in my lifetime, Dusty, and I'm not just talking baseball, I'm talking sports, if I've ever seen anybody dominate a game like that. Like basketball, maybe you can, because you can play defense and stymie dudes, but you don't get that kind of credit in basketball. Hockey, maybe you have 4 goals and you block a big shot, but you don't get the credit like that. Like baseball is where you can thrive and have somebody dominate on both sides. And we don't do that because of where the game is. And I understand that. But when somebody does go out and do something that nobody has ever done before, what are you gaining by trying to downplay that? That should be celebrated. Quite honestly, it should be celebrated more than we've celebrated it in the United States. Now, it was a Friday night and the weekend and the NFL and all that gets in the way. But now we're sitting here on a Wednesday, almost a week later, still talking about it because it was one of those unbelievable performances. And I promise you, we'll never see one like that in our lifetime, except for game 2 of the World Series, where Ohtani hits 4 and strikes out 10. You know, like, it's just, it was so impressive to sit there and downplay it, man. I feel bad for that guy.
And so I do want to bring this up, because you asked the question of, and the text line's bringing it in too, because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite as well, but like, I love baseball, right? If we're baseball nuts, you're an almond, I'm a cashew, Max a pistachio.
Right.
Like, he likes it, he'll follow it, but it's not going to, you know, Friday night, if there's a banger of NBA game and the World Series, I'm not going to speak for Mac, but for a second I am, I bet Mac's going to lean towards the NBA, right? That's just where he, you know, he'll catch the updates on his phone. Like you would with the NBA, you'll watch the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Will you watch the World Series or no? And if you are watching the World Series, are you watching it for Ohtani? Right? Because a lot of people would say, well, I'm not going to watch Super Bowl if the Chiefs are in it.
But then that's
there's
a lie.
But then there's those people that are like, but I want to know if we're going to see another one of those Mahomes things, right? Even though I hate the guy, I sports hate him. But I want to know, are we going to see a jet chip wasp? Are we going to see the 28-yard run against the Eagles and then a win? Are we going to do that? Are you going to watch the World Series, yes or no? No, because there are some people that are also in the same field as me. Like, I think Ohtani, what he does on the field is great. I do still think there's a little mucky water around him because of what happened with the sports gambling. Sure. I still don't buy all the smoke they threw at us because you protect your number one product, and I believe that to be true, whether that is nonsense or not. So I do think there is that, because somebody says, we ran Pete Rose out of town, but we turned a blind eye to Shohei Ohtani. Well, Pete, we had proof. Ohtani, I don't know how much proof that we have. But I will say this. I will loosely watch the World Series.
Right, that's right, loose.
Friday, I will probably be more excited to go join happy hour with friends, whether that's at Maloney's or whether that's at the Sand Trap, wherever it may be. But I'm going to be that guy and honest and say, oh, yeah, the World Series is starting. I'll watch the opening lineups, and then it'll be 4-0 in the fourth inning. Dodgers will be winning. Be like, I don't need to watch any more of this because I'm not watching it Sunday. Right. I can promise
you. Well, they're
not
on Sunday.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
And then Monday, hello. We'll be at Arrowhead watching RG4 and Patrick Mahomes. Well, it'll be Mariota. But, I mean, I, somebody says watching this World Series is watching history. If that's your opinion, for sure.
Absolutely.
Because maybe this is the straw that breaks the camel's back and baseball changed after this. I don't know.
Well,
Dodgers lose. Who knows?
And maybe the Dodgers do lose, right? And look, Vladimir Guerrero's no slouch, guys. I mean, you know, we'd be talking about him as the MVP if Shohei Ohtani wasn't. Now, I know it's different leagues, but you know what I'm saying. Like everybody would be talking about Vlad and his 6 home runs in the ALCS and what he's done to carry that team and that franchise, and they invested in him, and look at the return on investment that they're getting up in Toronto right now. I am a little bit surprised that the newest Who America is Rooting For map has come out from our friends over at bet.ag or betonline.ag. 46 states are rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays, 4 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Wow. 46 of the 50 United States are rooting for a Canadian team to win because everybody doesn't want to see the Dodgers win. So you got California, you got Nevada, you got Utah, and Hawaii all rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series. The rest of the country wants the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series. And so I think that is pretty telling that everybody's kind of just done with the Dodgers. And after this World Series is over, guys, get ready, because it's going to be labor talk. It's going to be lockout conversations. It's going to be strike. Like, you thought you guys got tired of the stadium conversation. This labor stuff is going to dominate baseball next year, and it is going to be the overriding topic in Major League Baseball once the World Series is ended until a new labor deal gets struck, however long that may take. And so if the Dodgers do go out there and win it again, maybe it will force the owners to finally say, okay, and agree with themselves that there needs to be a salary cap and a salary floor in the sport. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But I'll tell you, once this World Series is over, man, it is going to be 365 days of everybody following the work stoppage and what's going on in Major League Baseball, and everybody saying, how can they be so stupid when they're on a heater right now to even have these conversations?
Mac, how much are you going to watch? Little? None?
I'll definitely watch some of it. Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah, it's kind of like I've done the whole playoffs. Flip it over. Oh, it's on. Okay, bad. I'll see what I'm doing. Like, Friday, I'll watch if it's still close by, like, the fifth inning. I'll turn it on because 6:30 Celtics-Knicks starts. So I'm going to start with Celtics-Knicks and then probably flip over to the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I have to, just because, like, baseball is my drug. Mm-hmm. So it just, it will be there. Friday night, I mean, what, 7 o'clock is the start? 7:08-ish, whatever they want to call it. So, I mean, I don't know what ACC banger of a football game's on that night. Probably not Miami. But yeah, I mean, Friday night for sure, because I'm like the tech sign, like, baseball's just in my blood. It's in my bones. Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
It's also the World Series.
Someone also said, to your point, with the work stoppage coming in like a freight train, how many more times are we going to be like, man, I really wish there was a World Series this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that is a big, Carpe Diniman. Yeah.
Got California, Virginia Tech. You can hit up Boise State, Nevada.
Yeah, watch the World Series. Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about Nevada.
North Texas and Charlotte.
North Texas, Charlotte play on Friday?
Yeah, that's 6-1 versus 1-6.
Wow.
That's a nail biter. Hey,
who's 6-1? Charlotte?
North Texas.
North Texas. Not a lot of good football in Charlotte. Not a lot of good football in New York either. There's one quarterback thriving for the Giants. There's another one not thriving with the Jets in their own.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to.
I love that. It's the owner of an NFL franchise saying, I like our coach. Our quarterback sucks. Why don't we get more of that? I'm sure there are people going, I can't believe he would do such. No, he's speaking the truth. Because imagine being a Jet fan, which that's your problem. But imagine being a Jet fan, and that's the owner of your franchise. And he gets out there and goes, I like the way things are going. You're 0-7. Like, people would be criticizing him. He's out there, and he identified the problem. I think we need more of that in sports. Like, it's okay to hurt people's feelings when it's necessary. It's okay as the owner of a franchise to say, I really like what our coach is doing, but man, we swung and missed on the quarterback. He stinks right now. There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with doing that. I'm sure all the holy rollers will come out and say that there was something wrong with what he had to say. But you know what? Everybody can see that Geno Smith stinks. Or whoever the quarterback is there, right?
Justin Fields, Geno Smith,
you know, Russell Wilson.
That's your point, though.
That's my point. All of these guys that are has-beens, man, they're not good quarterbacks anymore. And I like the fact that the owner came out and told you exactly how he's feeling. Aaron's doing some good things, but God, who can win with this quarterback? And the guy's 1,000,000% right about that. He said nothing that was wrong. Nothing that was out of line. In fact, if I was a Jet fan today, I'd actually like my owner now as opposed to hating him because he told it like it is and he spoke like a true fan yesterday.
Justin Fields has 135 attempts passing on the year so far. That's insane to me. I figured it'd be like well above that, but it's not. 86 completions. That's crazy. He's thrown for 845 yards.
Mahomes did that yesterday.
86 completions, like 12 a game.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And
wow.
Pro Football Focus has him as a higher rate than Mahomes.
That's right.
He has a 63.7% completion percentage, and he has a 91 QBR.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, he's literally ran 42 times for 257 yards. He's thrown four touchdowns. He hasn't thrown any interceptions.
Wow. Well, that's why he's better than Mahomes.
There it is.
Mahomes has that pick six. You're just not going to let him forget that for the rest of the year if you're semi-pro football out of focus. Well, that's why they're stupid.
And all of Mahomes is almost interceptions, dude.
That's right. Can't forget about the almost interceptions. I almost dated a supermodel once. It was so cool. She never returned my call, but I was there. I was ready.
I would say that if I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm sleeping easy.
Yeah.
For the next
yep.
year. Because mm-hmm. that's not normally something you hear from Woody Johnson. And that's Woody Johnson saying without saying, I'm moving forward with my coach, but I'm not moving forward with my quarterback, which means that conversation has already been had between he and Aaron Glenn of, hey, I love you, buddy. You're my guy. We talk every day.
They hug every day, yeah. too, which I think is cool. A lot of people were criticizing that.
No, that's great.
You and Max should start doing that. And
yeah, come on, Bob.
Our daily hug.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And I think that's the thing there is that, like, it's not that he doesn't have people on his offense that can be effective in Breece Hall and in Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm. And I think if I'm Aaron Glenn, I hear that audio and it kind of stings a little bit because, like, all right, yeah, that. I mean, I didn't really, you know, could have had Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Decided not to.
But they needed to move away from that.
Again,
though.
that was a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But again, your owner, your guy that writes your check is saying he's fine. This guy isn't.
Yeah.
And look, that's what you need. You need somebody with, you know, you haven't got a lot of time with Aaron Glenn. And obviously, you know, you have to change. And we'll see Tyrod Taylor this week for the Jets go against Cincinnati. And if it's still terrible throughout the rest of the season, then you can have your evaluation. But as of right now, they have no choice than to get rid of their quarterback and continue to trust in their head coach.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard, you know, some Aaron Glenn press conference stuff yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I think he matured right before our eyes. He's like, I'm calling all coaches in the league that I know asking for advice. I'm like, I love that idea.
Yep.
There are people that were critical of that. Oh, you're calling other coaches. Yes.
I don't know what I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've never done this before. Bill Parcells is one of my mentors. He's won multiple Super Bowls. You don't think I'm going to call Bill Parcells? You don't think I'm going to call Dan Campbell
yes.
and all these guys that I've worked with? That's how you have success in life. You have mentors. You
Humility.
Have teachers. You have the ability to know what you don't know and then ask people for help. You know, my wife's like, she never asks for help. Wants to do everything by herself, then falls off a ladder. If you just would have asked for help.
Yeah, like when I become a host, it's not going to be like, oh, I know everything. Like, yeah, I'm going to call up Bob one day maybe to ask a question.
Who's hey, this man. Again? Yeah. Give me the tapioca!
Hey, Dusty, I'm trying to make this topic. How did you do it? You know, whatever. Like, you got to ask.
You have to ask.
Come on, man. This is how you learn. This is how you become better. You think Andy Reid didn't ask questions?
Yeah.
Andy Reid asks questions every day.
Still.
Andy Reid hires people that nobody knows, but they're good at something, so mm-hmm. he brings them into the system and has them around. Like, if you're not always learning and always growing and always kind of changing and evolving and learning new things, then you're dead.
Yeah.
And I love that Aaron Glenn's calling other coaches. That shows you the bond that these coaches have because they all know there's only 32 of us. We all could get fired at any minute.
Michael Jordan had a very interesting interview sit down, part one of 82. Last night on NBC, but they mentioned something that we want to talk about here on the other side, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Was that the juice? Not the juice.
Not the juice.
What the hell is the juice? Name of a bump song. I mean, name of a song bump. That either way. We asked a question on the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do every single Wednesday. This Wednesday, who do you feel is the biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC currently? Buffalo, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Denver. 52.5% have said the Buffalo Bills. They still reign supreme above everybody else. Now 246 votes in, 52.8% say Buffalo, 31.7% say the Colts. Nobody in your division is worth being a biggest competitor. The Chargers at 1.2%, the Broncos at 14.2%. So
yeah,
we'll continue to do that until we're done here at 10 a.m. But
what if they go and smoke Buffalo? How much does that poll change?
Well, then Buffalo's done. They're no longer a competitor. The one seed, according to them, is not there. If you handle business against Washington, which I think there are some concerns we'll bring up tomorrow, because I am questioning what that offensive line will look like now that there are two men missing from the opening day roster. And you beat Washington, you're 5-3. You beat Buffalo, you're 6-3. Then you beat Indianapolis, and the Arrowhead Invitational is once again on the table. But what was on the table last night was the NBA opening night. Michael Jordan is back doing a sit-down interview with Mark Tirico.
Still love it.
Love it like you wouldn't believe. I mean, in all honesty, I wish I could take a magic pill, put on shorts, and go out and play the game of basketball today. Because that's who I am.
By God.
95% of the league is like,
Can we figure out how to make that pill?
Yeah. Yeah, when he said that last night, I was like, me too, man. Yeah, yeah, of course.
But you never played, so you can't take that pill.
No, I'm saying me too.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Is he the most famous Jordan in North Carolina now, or is that Jordan Hudson?
He will be the most famous Jordan for the next 1,500 years, yeah, as long as the Earth is spinning in the universe.
It will be. I mean, you're absolutely
most
right
famous
about
Jordan
that.
In the world.
Yeah. But you got Jordan Hudson breathing down his neck at North Carolina. He's probably going to make her change her name if they're going to keep Belichick around.
Bill takes that pill, but it doesn't work. Bill's pill. But no, give a magic pill to someone, they come back. Who is it?
It's pretty simple for me.
Michael Jordan?
No.
Oh.
It's Babe Ruth. Because then we could end this discussion of who the greatest of all time is.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'm serious. That's what I would do. I want Babe Ruth here now. Let's go. And let's see who the greatest of all
he
time
wouldn't
is.
Touch 85.
Well, then we'll see it. I want to see it. You know, in his prime, as Jordan said, you know, just take that magic pill and insert myself right back in there. Give me Babe Ruth in his prime right now in Major League Baseball, and we will see who the greatest baseball player of all time is. It will settle the debate that cannot be settled, right? It just can't, because we didn't see them play against each other. I would lean towards Ohtani because it's present day and athletes today are obviously better than the beer guts that were running around the bases back in the 1940s. But I just want to see that. I want to see the matchup because I'm tired of hearing about the Babe Ruth versus Shohei Ohtani matchup. Give me a magic pill, give me Babe Ruth, and let's go.
We've lost the text line.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Mike. I take a pill to perform as well. I know that I'm hard.
See our friends at Heartland Men's Health, especially if that pill isn't working. Because they've got solutions when the pills or herbals fail.
Somebody says they were on a hike in Costa Rica and saw a Michael Jordan jersey hanging on a clothesline in the mountains.
You see him everywhere, yeah. That's a great text, actually, because no matter where you go in this world, you will see somebody wearing a Michael Jordan jersey. And it could be a kid. It could be an adult. It may be somebody middle-aged. It doesn't matter. He's the one athlete, as of now, that transcends everything.
Ronaldo, Messi. Soccer guys.
Yeah,
but I
sure.
agree with you.
Yeah. For me, that doesn't work.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just speaking to the world. But yeah, American athlete. Yep. He's it.
Yeah. American athlete. Yes.
He's it.
Yeah.
So he says Babe Ruth is Billy Butler with a cigar.
Derek Thomas from the 913.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
816 reads my mind with Derek Johnson on this Chiefs team.
That'd be fun. DJ.
Awesome. Yeah. DJ and Nick Bolton.
Yeah. Especially this week when you have Marcus Mariota back in town to
revenge.
Yeah.
Forward progress on the play. It was not a sack. Next play, Darrell Revis' face, Mariota's hands, and I looked at Brad Fanning and I said, that's it. He goes, what are you talking about? You're so young and stupid. I said, okay. I was like,
no, we've seen this
before. I said, watch the rest, BF. And he looked at me and goes, I'm old and stupid. You're young and spry. I said, thanks, Bob. Yeah. Thanks, Brad. It's my guy till I die, man. I like Mr. Fanning.
I do, too.
Saw him at the game on Sunday. I think. I don't know if it was him or not. A magic pill? Man.
Don't tell me Bo Jackson. That's so lame. Be Mike more Tyson. Original.
Mike Tyson from the 913?
I have mine.
Okay.
I have mine.
All right.
Tiger Woods.
Ooh,
that came in from the 314 as well.
Okay, there you go.
Could you imagine Tiger playing with this crew?
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
This crew is who they are because of Tiger Woods.
Because of Tiger, yeah.
I would say the NBA is who they are because of Michael Jordan.
That's right.
100%.
And Shohei Ohtani is because of Babe Ruth.
I mean, the fact that like we could get prime, like I'm talking like 1999, 98 Tiger Woods on today's tour. And then see how special Scottie Scheffler is.
Yeah, good luck.
You're saying he wouldn't be.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because that's the comp he gets right now because of the way he is destroying the competition. And you look at individuals that actually can just change the game by themselves. It's Ohtani, Mahomes, and Scottie Scheffler. Those three guys are the most – and I know Scottie Scheffler plays an individual sport and the other two play team sports. And Ohtani might be the greatest single athlete of a team sport in our lifetime and in – your kid's lifetime and Max's future kid's lifetime, I'm screwed. But, man, could you imagine?
I don't think we're going to see a better baseball player than Shohei Ohtani ever.
Somebody says mine is Jason Ketz in a Staley High School football jersey.
Oh, God. Jason Ketz fan. I love that guy. The random Jason Ketz tweets or texts we get over the years from him is Ketz the best.
Rocking it out at the home
of the
Mules.
I saw his dad down there in the Jefferson City the other day covering that event.
Nice. Yeah, another one, bring back Tiger in his prime. Be great. I mean, Jordan might just be the answer to see Michael Jordan just absolutely balling in today's game. Because then, you know, you talk about your debate of Ohtani and Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Mac, how about that debate? Lakers, Bulls, finals, prime Jordan, man. Prime LeBron. That debate's over.
Is AI going to come up with a way that we do this? Because yesterday.
Iverson?
Yeah. Yesterday I saw like Suzanne Summers been dead for 10 years now and her widow. Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Not 10 years, 2 years. I'm sorry.
Okay,
2 years.
Like, damn,
no, two years. But 2 years is, I thought she died yesterday, quite honestly. Like it's been quick. And her widow, whatever we're calling widows these days, created an AI version of her. And that's he goes, yeah. And I'm like, and he goes, oh, it's, you don't even know the difference. I'm like, that's creepy, no, man.
Creepy.
Like having a blow-up doll or an AI girlfriend, like, you're weird. And so I'm wondering if AI is going to get in the way. We're going to see these games created and see Tiger because of AI. You're going to, look, it's real. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's fake. But I'm sure we're going to see something like that created here in the near future. And then we're all going to sit down and watch it on a Tuesday in July when nothing else is going on. And we get Michael Phelps swimming against a shark and we're all in. Jordan versus LeBron, AI. People saddle up probably and watch it.
Right.
But I don't need to see it. I just don't. I like the debates. I like the conversation.
Yeah.
Everybody's unique in their own way. You know, are athletes today better than they were? Absolutely. But
of course.
Yeah, I'd love to see Jordan play LeBron. It'd be great.
Somebody says prime Pam Anderson versus prime Sydney Sweeney is what they want to see.
Hello, America.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Bo Jackson, greatest athlete of all time. That is false.
You stop with the Bo Jackson. I'm so over Bo Jackson stuff. Like, every time we do a topic, Bo Jackson!
I'll tell you who I'd bring back, Bill Brasky.
Yeah,
that guy used rattlesnakes as condoms.
I know Bill Brasky.
I once let him have sex with my wife while I watched that son of a gun. Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Our version of Bill Brasky, Jay Binkley, joined us earlier and had a really interesting thought process on one receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll discuss on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
That guy's an idiot, man.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.